It's something we all like to forget about, but every day 130 million gallons of wastewater is sent from our sewer system to a treatment plant near 91st Avenue and Broadway Road. There, it's broken down, treated, and almost entirely reused.
Everything here is really repurposed. We try to be as sustainable as possible.
Dennis Porter is the assistant director over wastewater operations for the city of Phoenix. And the show's Lauren Gilger went out to the water treatment plant to talk to him about a new project they're working on to make them even more sustainable. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Steve.
So they really reuse everything that comes into their plant?
Pretty much. A lot of it is turned into fertilizer, not for food. And after the water is treated, much of it goes to the Palo Verde nuclear plant, which uses it to cool their reactors. And the rest of it actually goes to the Tres Rios wetlands, which is 450 acres of man-made wetlands just across the street from the treatment plant out there. And Porter took me out to see it, and it's really beautiful.
Yeah, a lot of different plant life. Some of that plant life we actually planted ourselves. Some of it grew naturally because the water's here. The blue heron, you've seen a lot of snowy egrets. There's geese. We have pelicans. There's beaver out here. You know, when you put water out somewhere, the animals and the birds will find it.
So the water from the plant is treated with chlorine, and then it goes here to these wetlands where it's sort of made natural again before it can flow back into the Salt River.
The wetlands themselves do some cleaning. A lot of the cattails you saw, they can take up some metals and some other contaminants. It's a kind of a biological environment that we have to maintain and make it as natural as possible. But it still requires some engineering. It still requires some biology. It's a kind of a mix and a combination of science and magic.
Okay, so what's this new project at the plant?
It has to do not with water, but with biogas, which is a byproduct of the treatment process. And soon the city will also be reusing the biogas that's created there at the treatment plant and selling it as a renewable energy commodity. They signed a deal with a company, Ameresco, to build a new plant on the site there to take the gas, treat it, compress it, and pipe it into a commercial gas pipeline nearby to sell on the open market. So Porter showed me where that gas right now is just being burned off in these large metal towers.
Those three large towers are basically called flares. We burn we call it dirty gas, burn it off, and right now it's just not reused. So hopefully in the spring of 2018, it'll be in operation, the new plant that'll take that gas, scrub it, clean it, send it to the Kinder Morgan pipeline, and we'll start making some money.
Right. So tell me, how did this kind of partnership come about? You're bringing in a company that does this.
The Sub-Regional Operating Group, which is a combination of Phoenix and the other cities that participate, Scottsdale, Mesa, Tempe, and Glendale, decided, you know, we needed to look into this and see if there is a market for this gas, because it changes over time. We went out for an RFP process, a request for proposals, went through that process. Ameresco was the selected vendor to move forward with. It's taken a while to put that, negotiate that contract. That's now done. City of Phoenix approved it last week.
And tell us, what exactly is biogas?
It's methane that is produced in these anaerobic digesters, just like stuff is produced in your stomach. We produce that gas as part of the biological treatment process for the biosolids that come out of the wastewater.
Is it a significant investment to build this so that we can make some money in the future?
It's a significant investment for the developer, for Ameresco. They're fronting all that as far as the providing the financing for the project. It's about a $25 million investment for them.
And what kind of revenues are we talking about here for the city?
We're hoping that we'll get around $1.2 million a year. And then we'll share that among the cities that are on a pro rata basis.
And this is wastewater, so this is water that comes from toilets, this is water that comes from showers in the sewer system. Do you think people have any idea where this ends up and how it's all reused?
They don't, and they don't really want to know. They're happy that it just goes away from their house. And of course, it's an important job that we do, is to take that, treat it, and make it clean for the environment. It's important for the environment. It's important that you can continue to grow as a city, prosper as a city. And without these facilities, we couldn't do that.
That was the show's Lauren Gilger talking with Dennis Porter, Assistant Director for Water Services with the City of Phoenix's wastewater operations. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.